The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Keep the clapping going for Sheila Shoiga. Sheila Shoiga's here.
How's it going? They were amazing. Yeah. I loved that.
You can sing.
Well, Luke can sing. That was, I just really enjoyed that. I think it's lovely and unexpected on a Wednesday to be in Carrigashannon having lovely tea out of gorgeous little cups, mince pies and beautiful, like, you know, jazz. Yeah. And it's so cool. And seeing you, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Gang.
Thanks. I'm last on the list.
It's lovely.
Listen, maybe this Christmas is your single.
It is.
Yeah,
it's bizarre. Yeah. I'm still trying to get my head around that, because actually Ian played the song in the car this morning and I was kind of in the car going, that's me on the radio. Yeah. It's kind of surreal for me at the moment because this has happened so quickly. I mean, it's only about 5 weeks since this went from an idea to sitting here with you talking about it now.
Right.
So it's been very, very fast.
But some of the best things happen like that because there's a momentum.
Yeah.
There's a momentum.
And you kind of get swept up in it.
And it's for Childline.
It is. It's for the ICBCC Childline and for Make-A-Wish Ireland. I'm an ambassador of theirs. So it's a brand new song. It's been written by a really talented singer-songwriter called Brian Flanagan. If you don't know him, you should really check him out. He's really good. And through a conversation with him saying I wanted to do this, I just presumed I'd do a cover of something.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be non-obvious. But then there's no non-obvious Christmas songs because that's what they are. You know, you hear them every year and they're amazing. And I didn't want to take something that was so well-known and people loved and then try and do something and people go, oh, I don't really want to hear her version of it because it's not as good as the original. So we had a chat about it and what the charities were about, and obviously with Make-A-Wish and with Childline, they're both about children who need help. And well, we had a chat about that and he said, okay, next day he rang me and said, I'm going to send you something, have a listen, see what you think. So he sent me a verse and a chorus of the song that it is, and I was just absolutely totally I suppose enchanted by it from the first line. I was just had goosebumps and I knew we were on something really special, and it just grew from there. So Billy Farrell got involved, a music producer, and he kind of then took it from a very simple song with, you know, Brian singing ukulele to this big production that it is now with kids' voices and big choirs and everything. So yeah, I'm delighted.
The Palestrina Choir, and then you have a cast of thousands there.
Yeah, so we have the Palestrina Boys Choir and we have St. Mary's Pro Cathedral Girls Choir. I knew I wanted kids' voices and I just loved the Palestrina Boys Choir. So I was delighted when I picked up the phone and said, would you get involved? And they said, yeah, absolutely. And then a load of people like from the world of radio and telly and
you did send me a text now, I just can't sing. I know people say everybody can sing. No, I can't sing. So
do you know what? I was blessed that there were a lot of people in the choir who could sing. There were a few that would be like no more than that.
I know Catherine Thomas can't sing, can't she?
She can.
Shane Byrne can sing because he was on
Celebrity Eurostar years ago. Yeah. You're dead right, yeah.
I didn't know that Rob Heffernan, the walker, could sing.
Apparently he can.
Can he sing, yeah?
He was given some serious harmonies.
Right. Fred Cook, the comedian, he's very musical.
He's very musical guy.
He's very musical. Yeah. Mary Black obviously can sing.
Amazing. Mary Byrne as well actually involved.
Which
he
can sing.
Exactly.
She's a proven track record. Brian Kennedy, proven track record,
incredible.
Obviously. Kevin McGarren, he's the presenter.
Kevin McGarren can hold a tune.
Can he, yeah?
He can, yeah.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, with Darren, of course, and Brian from the High Kings, they're great vocalists. And then, of course, we had Barry and Jim from Horselips, which for me was uber cool to have.
Barry Devlin and Jim Lockhart. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So it was a real mix of people, you know, some bands, people who wouldn't be known for singing, but were kind of, when they realised why we were doing it, were very happy to kind of get involved.
It's hard to make money out of a charity single in Ireland, though, isn't it?
It is, and that's why I suppose we have our work cut out, and that's why I'm here with you today, chatting about it, and I will be chatting about it to whoever wants to hear about it over the next few weeks, because the thing is, you know, it'd be very naive to think it's a great song, it'll do well. I believe in the song. I actually believe the song is really good, regardless of who's singing it. But that doesn't matter at the end of the day. Trying to make a few bob for the charities is a tough one, particularly nowadays. But I think when people realise why we're doing it and the situation the Childline firstly are in, I mean, they're in a dire situation. If they don't get €1 million between now and the end of the year, they've no choice. They have to close their nighttime service. And when you try and get your head around what does that really mean, it means that kids who are in, you know, need someone to talk to or in a bad situation, whatever it might be, big or small, when they pick up the phone in the middle of the night, there is no one there at the end of the line, which would normally be there for them. And that's just devastating to think about, because for a lot of these people, they have no one to turn to. Nobody can, you know, they know when they can open up to and talk about.
Service.
It is absolutely an essential service. So they don't get any government funding, neither charity
which they should,
do.
Which they absolutely should.
It's not something that I think people are aware of. And, you know, I know because I've been working alongside Make-A-Wish for quite some time and they're just wonderful people. And they have a waiting list of over 200 kids waiting to have their wishes granted. And, you know, I keep saying it, time is not a luxury that these kids or these families have.
Yes.
So, you know, we need to get that figure right down.
And with a Christmas song as well, you've a small window of opportunity, don't you? You have to really go at it.
You're so right. And because like as well, right, this happens so and because it's happened so quickly, it's like a whirlwind now. We really need to you know, make noise and get people behind the song. There's already been an amazing feeling of goodwill, amazing people involved, great talent. But now we need people to physically go into the shops, pick it up and buy it. So it'll be available from the 5th in Tesco's and shops around the country. It is available on iTunes now on pre-order. So we really need people to buy and buy again and spread the word.
Okay, do you want to hear a bit of it? Play a bit of it? Yeah, let's hear a bit of Sheila and the choirs and the famous people. There you go. It has a lovely Christmas vibe about it.
Yeah, I think it's really gorgeous. And it's something that a lot of people are saying. And that's not me saying I'm gorgeous. I'm saying the song is gorgeous. It's that...
I know you're gorgeous,
feeling,
too.
It has a feeling of... Too. It has that feeling that you already know it. And yes. I think that's what's kind of magic about it.
That's a good thing in a song.
Yeah.
You're getting married when?
I'm getting married.
That's somebody says here you're getting married, yeah? It says here you're getting... I'm just reading the brief.
No, where's that would be going back quite a few years now that I got married.
Where is that there? Look, Grania. Oh, Grania is due to get married. Sorry. Your sister is due to get married.
Yeah, I'm she.
Yes, sorry. I just thought it's due to get married. The look on your face.
I'd be like, who? What? Where?
I must try that more often.
I'm marrying my higher self.
I must do that more often. Because the look on your face is brilliant. So Grania is due to get married. Are you a bridesmaid?
Grania is very happily engaged and no plans at the moment.
Right.
But I imagine it will be happening down the line at some point.
It says here now, I will read this right.
Go on.
Say she's next year.
It must be right if it's written down there.
Yes. And how are you getting on yourself in that?
I'm great. I can't wait to get married next year myself. No, I'm really good. I'm very good now.
That's very funny. Sign Sheila up for the Eurovision. Do you want a career in singing?
I certainly would love to do more with it. Yeah, I would. It's you know, I mean, the story of me in music is that I've always loved it, but I've never really had the guts to do anything with it. And because I was sick a few years ago, I had thyroid cancer, and I actually nearly lost my voice. No joke, because the tumour was quite large. It was sitting on my vocal cords. And I was told by the surgeon, by the way, you may lose your voice. Worst case scenario, you know, the quality of your voice might change. And I kind of thought, typical, there I am. I love to sing and I never did anything with it.
Yes.
And now it might be taken away from me. So it was a real wake up call. And now I feel, you know what, I want to explore music anyway. And I have been kind of doing it privately myself. The past
like
year.
In the shower and stuff.
In the shower and kind of playing around with some stuff with some friends.
And what sort of stuff do you sing in the shower?
Oh, everything, anything and everything. My taste in music is quite mixed.
Yeah.
But
what do you sing in the shower?
What do I sing in the shower? Well, this morning, what did I sing in the shower? It could be anything. I mean, you know what I'm loving at the moment is Mark Ronson's tune. So, quite doing a Bruno Mars on it.
Uptown Funk,
but,
or whatever
can't
it's called.
Stop singing that.
I'm very, very picky when it comes to music. Not that my opinion matters to anyone but me. I think that song has a place in all future Christmas playlists.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
That's
good on you.
Yeah.
Cheers for
He's fussy git. He texts regularly now. Does
really?
Kieran.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Here in my kitchen with my toddler in tears. Fair play to Sheila. She's an inspiration. I'll be getting my copy on the 5th. Says Ciara in Sligo.
Thank you.
And Brian Flanagan's a great guy. He got involved in a song for Lily May.
He did indeed. He wrote a beautiful song for Lily May called The Gift.
Her voice is beautiful. As beautiful as her, says Karen. And nice Christmas song. And she sounds a bit like Karen Carpenter. Wow.
Well, that's a compliment. That is
a big compliment, isn't it?
That's a major compliment.
I'm glad Sheila can sing okay, because I think I deafened her at the Plowing Championship shouting in her ear trying to win Aldi vouchers. does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was down there for a few days in the Aldi tent and it was very funny.
Right, so
maybethischristmas.com for all the information. There's a video there if you want to check out all the famous faces that were involved. And you can, of course, as well, if you want to donate a wad of cash our way, as in going to both charities, there's a big donate button on the site.
Uh-huh.
And you are more than welcome to use it.
Great.
I know times are tough, but it's only $1.29 in iTunes, less than a cup of coffee. It'll be $2.49 when it's in the shops on Friday.
How long is it from Dublin to Carrick? How long did it take? It's
morning. See, I went Wicklow to Meath to here.
Why?
We had a bit of a tour, myself and Mervyn. Mervyn there was with me. I referred to him yesterday as chauffeur extraordinaire. He didn't like that, so I'm going to call him the dream maker today.
Right.
I live in Wicklow. Went Wicklow to Meath and to here. So I left the house at 7.
Right, and you were here at what time?
We arrived here about 20 to 10.
How long does it take from Dublin to Carrick? What? What?
About 2 hours, isn't it?
An hour and a half. Two hours. Any more than 2 hours? 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, 15, 2 hours, 15, doing sold to the man, 2 hours, 15. Right. Okay, so great reaction to the song.
Oh, well, thanks very much, everyone.
Is Sheila single? No, she's getting married next year.
I'm getting married, apparently.
Sheila's joining you, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers.
5212, Ray, todayfm.com. Quick commercial break.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray Darcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding helpful people.